Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, December 23rd, 2 days until Christmas. It's been a rough week in sports. NFL's been awesome, given the games on Monday and the doubleheader on Tuesday. Well, not doubleheader, technically. They were at the same time. And now we got Thursday night football. Good, should be a good one tonight. San Fran Titans. We'll get to that pick a little later in the podcast. I did bet on it earlier in the week. I talked about it earlier in the podcast. I'm starting to feel a little nervous. I'll tell you why. But first, just quickly, this will be a short pod today. You know, it's Christmas week. I know a lot of you are traveling or have already got to your destination, and this COVID nonsense is just screwing everybody up. My gosh, the NBA is so bad right now that Joe Johnson, ISO Joe, who was drafted by the Celtics in 2001, 20 years later, gets called off his sofa to play for the Celtics. He scored. He scored a bucket last night for Boston in a win over Cleveland. And, you know, I honestly, this is... it's just getting a little crazy, and they have canceled the Brooklyn Nets game tonight in hopes of salvaging their Christmas night game. Obviously, Luka's in COVID protocols now, and, like, is Luka going to be able to play? Like, I don't know. NBA's just in rough, rough shape, so I'm not going to bore you with any details on the OKC win over the Denver Nuggets or the Clippers beating Sacramento. Nobody cares. However, COVID has wrecked college football. We have Texas A&M pulling out of their bowl game because I think the number I saw was 72 players had tested positive. That's an obscene number. That might be high. I don't know. I'm not even going to double check it because nobody cares about the Texas A&M bowl game. That being said, folks, are you ready for this? Rutgers, 5-7 Rutgers may fill in. Yes, fill in. They haven't practiced in a month. The team season was over. Go home for the holidays. Have fun. the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. May. We should find out today, later today, maybe tonight, whether or not Rutgers will fill in for Texas A&M and face Wake Forest in something called the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. But what are we doing? Rutgers' season was over. The players haven't practiced in a month. And all of a sudden, they're going to try to play a football game? Like, what? Why? You're going to call everybody back and say, hey, we started practicing. We got it. What? That's just stunning. I can't believe they even forced it. Okay, I did Google, and the official number is Texas A&M was down to 38 scholarship position players who had not tested positive. 20 of them were offensive and defensive linemen. Oh, unbelievable. So Illinois was like, hey, raising their hand, desperate to get in on the action. And obviously, why was Illinois interested? Because the Jacksonville Jaguars owner runs this crappy bowl game, and he went to Illinois. So he wanted Illinois to get in the game, which is being played in Jacksonville. And of course, Rutgers and Illinois climbing over one another, begging to get in a bowl game. A 5-7 team, hoping for a little bit of respect, hoping for that free television exposure. The pitch in high school kids' rooms, hey, come to Rutgers. We were just in the Tax Slayer Bowl. Never mind that we were a fill-in at the last minute and we got stomped by Wake Forest, but hey, we were there. Like, this is just so desperate of college football. And by the way, they did announce, if a team has to forfeit the national semifinal, they're not, like, pushing the date of the game. They're just not playing it. That's the decision. It's final. And if the other team has to forfeit, then whichever team was not willing to forfeit because of COVID or lack thereof will just advance. And if both of them have to, who the hell knows what happens? College football's a mess. Sports are a mess. I just need the NFL. At this point, just please get the good players a lot of protection in the bubble. Get the quarterback safe. You know, we're gambling real money on this. And fantasy football championships are on the line. Survivor championships are at stake. And yes, I am very nervous about the Chargers in Survivor. And that's because Austin Eckler, officially on the COVID list. And I mean, again, maybe they're backdating this and there's a chance he's able to play. But if you don't have Eckler and you don't have Bosa, I would say that's two of your three best players. The line did crater briefly. And yes, I'm monitoring gambling lines frequently during the week here. And that's not good for the Chargers. I mean, it is the Texans, but folks, after the Chargers, it's looking bleak. I know. Fun non-sports update. I don't know if anyone's ever done something called an escape room, but my wife found us an escape room where there's like a Santa hook. Perfect for the kids. I would definitely 100,000% recommend, if you've got one locally, there's multiple in LA, but if you can find an escape room and the theme is Santa, it's very cool. And it's in and out in 45 minutes, fairly easy. Like, we've never done an escape room. So like, we like walk in the room. We're just like looking around like, oh, this is neat. What do we do? It was fun though. And now, like, it was so much fun that, you know, my son's like, maybe I should do this for my birthday. You know, but obviously turn it up a little to a scary version or something super challenging, special ops. We've also tinkered. I don't know if any of you out there have done this with the idea of going to a rage room. I saw an episode of Billions where they went to a rage room and I was like, ooh, this is not bad. I like smashing stuff. And especially when you get to smash stuff and not have to clean it up. That's like awesome. So I don't know. Drop me a line if any of you have done a rage room, but I would be very curious to hear what your thoughts were versus an escape room or, you know, maybe both. I don't know. But again, this is all like kind of new stuff. And during COVID, you got to get creative because so much crap is shut down. We've gone through college football. College basketball, it's not even worth mentioning. My guys that do the algorithm, you know, they keep sending the, here are the picks, here's what we have, and I'm not taking them. There's just too much uncertainty. You don't even know who's playing. Games are getting canceled left and right. Upsets galore. So I'm not playing them. A buddy of mine asked, hey, Jay, any college basketball picks? I was like, listen, I'm not taking them. The machine is spitting out stuff, but I don't think you want to mess around with this. Just throwing money down the tubes when you don't have an edge.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, That grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And on that note, let's get to the NFL game tonight. The 49ers travel to the Tennessee Titans. And I bet on the Niners earlier this week. And I thought the line went up to 4, but the news of A.J. Brown coming off IR, being eligible to play, saw some money on Tennessee. By the way, Julio Jones, who did get hurt again last game, he's in full practice, so I guess the hamstring's fine. So this went up to 3.5, touched 4, I believe, and is now back down to 3. Here's my concern, having bet the Niners earlier in the week. This is major cross-country travel from San Fran to Tennessee on a short week. Now, Tennessee did just play Pittsburgh, and that was like a physical game where Tennessee wore them down but just kept turning the ball over. Are they really going to turn the ball over 4 times again or even 3? This Niners secondary is not good, right? But can Tannehill take advantage? I just ultimately trust Kyle Shanahan to get it done here. I do believe I'm buying a little bit high on the Niners, which is not great. But when you have a healthy Debo, healthy Kittle, sounds like the running back Mitchell's not back yet, but so what? You just plug in Jeff Wilson. You plug in, who's the rookie? Trey Sermon. He's apparently going to be their backup running back. And San Fran should be able to move the ball and have success. I trust a veteran quarterback. These Thursday night games where it's travel, short week. And again, you have to factor in the holidays. Again, these people want to see their families, you know. And San Fran, I can see this being a dicey spot for them. The only problem is this Tennessee offense is just so bad. It's I joked on Monday that watching them is like they're playing in a phone booth because they don't want to risk the ball throwing downfield. Tannehill has no weapons. San Fran's secondary, though, can be exposed by A.J. Brown. But here's the thing. We still don't know if Brown's going to play. If you're coming off the IR and you're sitting pretty in first place, you essentially have a lead. All tiebreakers with the Colts go to the Titans. Do you shoot your wad, force A.J. Brown back this week in a non-divisional matchup when looming next week, AFC showdown with the Dolphins, who are in the playoff mix, and then you close out with the Texans? It really doesn't matter if the Titans lose this week. It doesn't matter at all because all they've got to do is win their final two, and the best the Colts can then do is tie them. So they should be fine. You could actually sit A.J. Brown here, and again, I'm not saying that they will sit A.J. Brown or they're tanking or any of that stuff because teams don't want to do that. You don't want to sit your guy. But if you're thinking big picture, and the bigger picture would be, hey, you know, we could get Derrick Henry back for the playoffs. At least that's the chatter. So let's say you're the Titans. You sit A.J. Brown, you lose. You're 9-6. The Colts, let's say they beat Arizona. And by the way, I don't like the Colts to beat Arizona. Everybody and their mom does. We'll talk about that one tomorrow. Even if the Colts beat Arizona, you're tied, right? So you just got to win out. You got to beat Miami, which ain't great. And then you beat the Texans, and you could be big favorites. So I don't know, guys. I would not be surprised if A.J. Brown sits, and then you look at the weapons. You go down the list. It's like, okay, Julio Jones. Can he win? Can he get separation? The running backs are by committee. I have one of them in fantasy. I don't even know if I'm going to start the guy. It's like they have three guys. Jeremy Nichols is their third down back. I do not have him. Dontrell Hilliard is the backup, and Deonte Froman. Jeez, these guys. Froman is a guy I may start. 49ers front, I don't know. It's not amazing, is it? Is it really incredible? Like, they're good, a good defensive unit. But again, Atlanta moved up and down the field, got into the red zone three times. They had three turnover on downs inside the 10-yard line. So they moved the ball well, and that's with Kyle Pitts. Cord Patterson did nothing. Russell Gage beat him up. So, like, this is not a great 49ers back end. I do think that Tennessee will have some success. It looks like Greenlaw will not play. Al-Shaair is TBD. The secondary is, I mean, Josh Norman, oof, he is bad. I still can't believe he's in the league. So I like the Niners. I think it'll be a kind of a low-scoring game. I'm feeling like a 23-17 San Fran, 23-16. The total's at 44, so I guess it was at 43.5, so it's gone up a half point. Maybe one of these Thursday night up and down the field games. But this, if you guys remember Miami on Thursday night, Miami played the Ravens. Everybody had the Ravens in that one. Feels like everybody's on San Fran here. And the Ravens went into Miami, just like couldn't move the football. Short week. Miami blitzed the hell out of them. I can see them coming after Jimmy G here. The question is, Ayuk, Samuel, and Kittle. If they can win, I think San Fran will be fine. I could see them losing, but I'm already pot committed. I bet them. I'm not taking them in Survivor, obviously. And, I mean, that's pretty much like the highlight of Thursday night. I remember, guys, I will be hosting the Dan Patrick Show Friday. So Christmas Eve, you wake up, you want to spend the day listening to me and Doug Gottlieb not yell at each other. It should be civil. We're friendly. And then there'll be a pretty good slate of games. Saturday, Browns, Packers. Sunday's a really good slate. And then Monday is a big one. I'll also be hosting the Dan Patrick Show on Monday. We will have a pod tomorrow. Next week, we'll probably dial it back a little bit. You know, it's the week after Christmas. I don't know how many people will actually be, like, working. I'll probably put in some work. There'll definitely be a Monday podcast next week, obviously, but tomorrow's the one you wait for. We'll have NFL picks. I'm narrowing it down this morning. I'll get the picks in. We'll record. We got a good guest coming up to plug. He's got a good project, big gambling guy out of Vegas. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.